Spirits, we have a soul, we live in a body. So that body has to go to the grave to wait. And then when the Lord comes, we won't precede them, but the dead in Christ, the corpses, will join. He said they will come with him, and they're going to come down, they're going to join him. And I always think, my mother and my father, my only sibling, my sister who died at 42, and my husband who died young at 49, they're all buried right together in Pryor Cemetery, Pryor, Oklahoma. If I had prior knowledge, I'd go and stand right there, right by their graves. And here they'd come. Their bodies, their spirits would join their bodies and be glorified, and we'd go up together. Bless the Lord. Caught away. Well, I'm not an expert on the Greek, but I know an expert on the Greek. And I know him very well. So even with him in Russia, we just can contact. It's so amazing, isn't it, Rick? We just talk all the time, really. And so I said, Rick, I'm going to teach on the rapture. The Lord is telling me I need to preach on the rapture. I need some help with you, from you. And so he's, because people say the word rapture is not in the Bible. It doesn't need to be in the Bible. There's another word in the Bible, harpazo. How'd I do on that one? Pretty good. Harpazo. There's another word. Now, so I called him, and he gave me some things to preach at Jerry Savelle's church. And then he sent me something. He sent me a whole list of things here. So get ready. You're going to want to listen up. And he said, Billy, below is what I wrote in one of my study guides from a series I did called The Coming of the Antichrist. Anyway, here is what I wrote leading up to the word harpazo. Now, these are Rick's words. Immediately after the resurrection of the dead in Christ, there will be the rapture of those who are alive in Christ. That will occur. Then, look at 1 Thessalonians 4:17. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be ever with the Lord. The word then, and these are Rick's, in 1 Thessalonians 4:17 is the Greek word epeita, I'm going to guess, epeita, which means then, upon that moment, exactly at that moment, exactly then, these believers will be caught up together with the dead in Christ who have been resurrected. The phrase caught up together is the Greek word, which is a form of the word harpazo. And harpazo means to catch, seize, or take away, to snatch suddenly. It carries the idea of snatching someone out of danger just in time. It's used elsewhere in the New Testament, Acts 8:39. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord harpazoed Philip. Caught away, it says, Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. He was found at Azotus, about 20 miles away. Translation. Then 2 Corinthians 12. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knows. Such an one caught up to the third heaven. We believe that that's Paul. He was harpazoed. He got caught up. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knows, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Revelation 12:5. And she brought forth a man-child, that's Israel, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So Jesus on the Mount of Olives, he was harpazoed. He was caught up, and you're going to be caught up. We don't need the word rapture. We got the word harpazo. Now here is Rick again, his words. The Bible says we will, quote, meet the Lord in the air. The word meet is apontesis in Greek. And it means to the meeting, to the reception, to the encounter. It is a technical word used for the reception of a newly arrived official or royalty. In other words, this is Rick, when we meet Jesus in the air, he is going to roll out the red carpet for us. He is going to give us a VIP reception, and it's going to be grand. I heard the voice of many in heaven saying, hallelujah. And the marriage supper of the Lamb then is described. Woo, hallelujah. Y'all didn't leave me shouting time in this. Woo. Comfort one another with these words. This is a comfort. You're going to have to stay down here and go through everything. That is not comfortable. The word, and this is Greek. This is that guy, Rick. The word air is a Greek word that describes the lower regions of the heavens, the lower atmosphere. So as Christ gives a shout and the archangel voices his arrival, the Lord will descend from heaven into the lower regions of the atmosphere. His shout will galvanize the angelic troops and resurrect the dead in Christ. And the Lord himself will seize and snatch us away from imminent danger. Jesus, my Jesus. It will be a VIP reception. This is Rick again. And from then on, we will be ever with the Lord. In Greek, the phrase ever be is pantote. And it indicates at all times, all the time, always, continually, perpetually, we will be with the Lord. Folks, you cannot dismiss the rapture just because someone flippantly says, forget about the rapture, which I have heard some say. There was, back in the, 80s, I guess it was, something called Kingdom Now. And Kingdom Now preached that we're going to do everything. We're going to stay here. We're going to take over everything. I believe what Oral Roberts says, take this gospel into every man's world. But I do not believe we're taking over everything. If we are, we're doing a pitiful job of it, I can tell you right now. Oh, it sounds good. We're taking over this and taking over that. No, we're not. Anyway, that's what they preached. And they invited me to come. I don't know if I have time to tell this, but I'll tell it anyway. They invited me to come. They're going to have a meeting of the prophets. Well, I don't much go on meeting of the prophets anyway. I don't know. It just didn't rub me right anyway. And they called me. This lady called me and she said, I was praying and I know you're supposed to come. And I was praying to their big church in Washington, D.C. And she said, would you just please pray about it? So I went and got down on my hands and knees. And I said, yeah, I know I won't. And the Lord said, go. Dear me, I've got to go and preach among them. And I went to Brother Hagin. And Sister Hagin said, don't do it, don't do it, don't go. And Brother Hagin said, if the Lord told you to go, go. He said he sent me to them, to their leader, who was an old time, really right on in Pentecostal. And I went. He said, you go and you do what God told you to do. So I went. And the first day, they had a meeting of all the speakers. And up on the wall is a picture of the Pope and them kissing his ring. And they have got all these robes on. And they're supposed to be just under the Pope or something. I don't know what. But they said, here's the rules for the meeting. You have to be at every meeting. Now, they don't believe in the soon coming of the Lord. They believe they're taking over everything, probably going to be another 1,000 years or so. I believe in the soon coming of the Lord. And I've got all my books and tapes out there, you know. But anyway, I was the last. I was the last speaker on Saturday morning. So I went to the other meetings, I did. And then on Saturday morning, I stayed home, I disobeyed. And the Lord gave me all the scriptures on false prophets. Are you trying to get me killed? Here's what's gonna happen to false prophet. You know, if you're a teacher, you're a prophet, you're responsible before God. You're going to have to answer what you spout off. And so I went out there and I preached. And I told Betty Oakes, who was the lady that helped me, I said, Betty, get everything ready. Get all the books, pack them. Don't wait on the driver. Get a cab, and we're getting out of here. And when I finished preaching, I walked by the old grand matriarch. Her husband was the founder of the Pentecostal church, which was right on years ago. And she said, I thank God you came. She said, you know what they just preached? She said, they just preached that everybody who was in this meeting is going home a prophet. And prophets are over pastors. And if your pastor doesn't believe that you're a prophet, you're over him. So I got out of town. Well, they came crashing down. I don't know if you remember Atlanta. Some of you do. And all the great crash that came, I could go into that. But that was that false. And Brother Hagin told me, he said, it's going to crop up every now and then. It's going to have different titles, names. But it all has to do with, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're not going to do it. I invite you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I'll just preach to wherever I get. I'll just stop when I get there. If I don't get you to heaven, well, no, you're going there. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20. And it's talking about resurrection. Now, is Christ then risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept? For since man, by man came death, by man also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Then cometh the end, at his coming, when he shall deliver up the kingdom to God. You're not going to do it. This is the stone kingdom cut out without hands from Nebuchadnezzar's vision. Christ does it. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. So we're not going to be around. If you're waiting and you're going to forget about the rapture and you're just going to put it off, and because you're going to got to stay here and take everything over, God help you.
Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word. For over four decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world. On The Prophetic Witness, new episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim, snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.